Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another program. And today is Wednesday, middle of the week. And the date for this program, if you listen to the archives, and also if you're live, it's February 8th, 2012. So where are you, everybody? Why don't you put your index finger up in front of you, in front of your nose, and as it's dead on in front of you, or are you in the past to the left, or in the future to the right? So that's your exercise for today here, to see where you are. So let's do some timeline crashing. So if you are not in the center exactly, we're going to do a timeline crash for those people out there who have been in the past, which means your finger would be to the left a little bit. So hopefully you're not more than an inch off. If you're way off, then you know that, boy, you're way in the beyondo in the past. So here we go. Timeline crash for that timeline that you could still be on. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I got to do a bunch of those here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And third timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Fourth timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now, for those of you out there whose finger was to the right of being on center, that means that you were in the future. I'm going to bring you back here right now and crash those timelines. And if you brought yourself back automatically, we're going to still crash the timelines, so you won't be on them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's sort of similar to that old phrase, you know, misery loves company. So I want to get rid of those timelines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the last one here. To help you out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, this weekend we're going to be in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo. And I have some nice speaking engagements there, along with a Monday special event workshop. Starting at 9 o'clock to midnight, so if you're around, you may want to show up. We'll be doing decloning on people for 2.5 hours. So we'll turn it back over to Carrie here. And are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm out here, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everybody. Wednesday night, BBS Station 1. The Light Infusion Chamber will be with you too, Ron. Maybe you want to tell people a little bit about that in case we have some people coming this weekend who have not been in that before. And then Kathy has a question relating to the Light Infusion Chamber. So maybe you can describe that, what that is, and then I'll read Kathy's question for you.
Yeah, the Light Infusion Chamber is an extension to one of the healing rooms on the light ship that's here physically. So once you walk into the chamber, you automatically are on the light ship. You're bilocated instantly. Then you just sit down, and because we have lights that flash to imprint you with source energy, because remember, you have to have a medium to do the imprinting, just like when I talk and do healings, I have to count. So you have to command the energy. The light imprints you with source energy into your cellular structure and begins the healing process. So we normally have people do 4 sessions, and each session is about 1.5 minutes in length. And for most people, that's basically overdose time after that. If we run them a little bit longer sometimes, I might do 1 extra session if that's needed for some people. But normally, 4 is probably what 95% of the people can take the first time in. And the first time through the session, you have your auric field cleansed, and you don't have any real aura attached to you. You look at people when they come out, and you don't see that dismal, you know, that waviness, the fog, kind of like, you know, if you look, you know, on a hot day and you see the asphalt emitting the rays of heat. That's kind of how people look normally. And they have like this gray, murky film around them, but you don't know about it until you have it released from you. Remember, as you wear we'll just say sunglasses that are colored, you know, tinted, you're going to automatically see your whole reality as being discolored, and you think that's real. Once you put on clear glasses without having a tint to them, you go, wow, this is different. This is why a lot of people have improved vision, along with the energies. Remember, as you're in the energy on the outside of you in your auric field, that's radiating from you, and then from there it radiates back into you again. And so it kind of always has a check and balance system. So if you kind of understand that, that's why I mentioned when people get corded, you get corded from, if you cord somebody, they're also courting you. So you're getting, it's a two-way street, and you have energies flowing in both directions. So the first time into the chamber, and the cost for that is $20, and we have multiple sessions. I believe it's $50 for four, and then a limited usage for the full event at the expo, whatever that would be to you. Some people come go to the expo maybe on 2 days or 3 days. So you go in and you leave the chamber maybe and walk around for half an hour or so, and then you come back in it again because you need some time to have your body process what's going on. A lot of people like to feel that awareness, but once you go through it in the first time, you feel different. Almost everybody leaves the chamber with a big smile on their face, and they're very relaxed because they got a lot of that crud that they're transmitting to people that draw people to you also, much like the psychic billboard. It's just released from you. And that's why it's so beneficial. If you go on after that more times, that's why we have that special price where you get extra healing for, you know, a reasonable amount of money there, then you're actually going to have a lot more clearings. So as you have the additional clearings, then it starts working more internally. But the first time, too, is like having a nice, say, scrub down, you know, kind of like going to hot tubs or, you know, a special mineral springs bath, we'll say. But 5 minutes is all that it takes, and, man, you look completely different. Your aura is no longer really around you because it's not emitting out of you because it got cleaned off. So another way of stating that is that your aura is right next to your skin, which is where it really needs to be so you don't attract people, Scoobies, into your auric field, and then you start living their life, their experiences. And that's the reason why a lot of people that I've talked to in the past, they're kind of afraid to go into certain rooms or be with certain people, different organizations or whatever, because they don't want to become, the word would probably be slimed, by their negative energies. So when you do this clearing, you feel much, much better. And it's also on the website, too, if you wanted to do that. But we'll turn it back over to you, Carrie. So if you can come to L.A., by all means, check out the Light Infusion Chamber. And our booth number is 201. Also, what I will say is we're back in New York. I think it's the 23rd, if not mistaken, of March, having the chamber there also at the New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel, a block away from Penn Station. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So just before I read Kathy's question about the Life Infusion Chamber, Tom is saying that Janice is saying, thanks, Ron, heavy yawning with the timeline crashes, and Tom was getting a little dizzy. Terry's saying with the finger exercise, his finger was too far off to the right. So I know when I do that finger exercise, I like to, if my finger isn't ending up in the right place right away, I put my arms kind of out to the side of me, so that I can just see each finger off in my peripheral vision, and then pull my fingers together into the middle, and it seems to have the effect of pulling all of me, you know, back to the center where I'm supposed to be. So if you are too off to the right or the left, you might try that, see if that works for you. So Kathy is asking, she's saying, I'm looking forward to the expo this weekend, and it's the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and then the late talk on Monday the 13th, and Ron's booth will be open from Friday afternoon on. It's booth 201. So Kathy's saying she's looking forward to the Life Infusion Chamber, and she says, Ron, can I bring photos, medicine, and crystals into the chamber with me? And Robin is saying, also, is that possible to do that?
Yes, if you do bring them, they will become neutralized. So they will have peace energy put into them. Now, that could be good, although I would imagine if you have medicine and you request that the light beings make that medicine more body compatible for you, then that would be good also. So that's what I would do with medicine. But whatever you bring in there, it will become neutralized into a peace energy where it will have actually a zero charge on it, which is what really you want to be. You want to be in judgment. So another way of stating it is that what you bring in there will not be in judgment any longer. And the reason why you'd want to have a neutralizer because it would have some kind of, let's just say, etheric field on it, like yourself, and you want to have that cleansed so that it's, you know, perfectly fine for you to put on or to have on you so that it will not radiate energy to you. So, you know, that's what it does. If you have something that is very precious to you and you want to keep that energy of judgment in it, so I'm trying to say this a different way here. We'll say that your grandmother gave you something, we'll just say a pendant or a ring, and you wear it and you can feel your grandmother's energy on it. Well, if you bring that into the light infusion chamber, it will be taken away, and you may not want that. So, you know, you need to know that the light infusion chamber will put everything back into balance, which is peace energy without any type of mind energy attached to it. So you have to understand that. But, yeah, you could do that, and that would be wonderful, too. I will have, if you wanted to bring in somebody's photo and you wanted them to have a session, too, maybe you might want to have them do multiple sessions, or maybe they have an illness. You could probably pay for maybe the unlimited time if you come, like, on Friday or Saturday. Or Sunday, and we'll leave it in the chamber continuously. So every time it gets turned on, they'll have a healing also. So that's also what we do for people who can't show up. Maybe you might have somebody, maybe your spouse is in the hospital or something, and you want them to have some healing. Just get their picture and bring it into the chamber and leave it in there and just pay for the unlimited session on it, and we'll have them get the healings as often as the session is on. So hopefully I answered your question. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Marcy was just wondering when the decloning thing is at the expo, the talk or workshop, and that's the one on Monday night, right, Ron?
Yes, that'll be Monday night at
9 p.m.
Yeah, and it gets over at 11:30.
Yeah. So Ron has two talks on Saturday. So the first one is from noon to 1:30 p.m., and the title of that one is What is Important to Understand About 2012, and then from 2 to 3, there is he has a one-hour talk, Are Aliens Interfacing with You? And then on Sunday, Ron is on the free panel at, let's see, what time is this? Looks like it's at 11:30 until 1:30, the mythology of 2012. Of course, there'll be other speakers on that one, but Ron is on that panel. And then Monday night, 9 o'clock, which is the military one? That's not in this catalog, is it? That's going to be a flyer when you get to the expo and pick up materials. That's on Saturday at 8, Saturday 8 p.m.?
Yes, that's correct. That'll be in the addendum. So if you did want to enlist into the military to fight the aliens to get your freedom back, then you'll become a time traveler soldier, and that's a possibility. So we'll see what that how this works in this expo. We're bringing out brand new stuff here. I think every expo we do is basically brand new, but this is probably the most extreme, out of the box stuff, that has been done ever in an expo. Doing decloning, nobody on the planet can do that. And then also, you know, we're doing the enlistment into the military. So it'll be very interesting to see. The military is the time traveler soldiers that are run by the United States of America founding fathers. So I need to express that. It's not the military on the surface here. It's all the soldiers that have been time traveling throughout time, and they're coming back to this timeline to fight the aliens. We just had an event, I think it started possibly on Sunday, going into Monday, and somehow the Black Widow energy kind of resurfaced here, and there was a lot of energies in battle with that, and they were so strong that the militaries had to take the time-traveling soldiers that they already, you know, brought forth into the future, and they needed to get more people. So what they actually did is they took those people 5 minutes from when they were living initially. So just we'll say they got brought into the future, we'll say at 12 o'clock noon, and now they're out there on the timelines battling. They actually brought them in. They went to that past timeline, went to, say, 12:05 when they were still living, and recruited them and brought them over again. So they doubled their forces instantly. And, boy, that was a big difference. So the Black Widow energies all of a sudden came in, popped up, and they sort of like poison the air, kind of numbing you out, maybe giving you a headache, maybe losing your consciousness. It's really hard to describe how you felt. So if you did feel a little different, strange, you know, Sunday, Monday for sure, maybe even before that a little bit, where you felt like maybe you're skipping timelines or you just couldn't put your finger on things, you know, where you felt like you were real, but, you know, you felt a little spacey or something. That's what happened. So that was an invasion attack here, attacked by the Black Widow energies that somehow resurfaced. And these were very big things, you know, with big, long, you know, legs. So I don't have their actual size. As I'm going back in time looking at these things, I think they're probably about 50 foot in diameter with their body plus the length of their legs and stuff. So they were fairly large. And they would put out this kind of like a mist energy, so they didn't really have to sting you. They like poisoned the air. And then all of a sudden you kind of got mesmerized or kind of not being able to think too clearly, and that's what they were doing. So if you did experience yourself being a little weird to yourself and not knowing why things weren't working right, that was because they were poisoning the timelines that you're living on. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Liz is actually typing in here. I'm feeling so much better now that I am in the military. So that's good to hear. Many of you listening have enlisted, so if any of you are interested in doing so but haven't yet and can come to the expo this weekend, that'll be another opportunity to do it, and it'll be nice because you'll be able to hear from people in person about what they're experiencing and ask questions of Ron in person that evening. So that'll be at 8 p.m. on Saturday here in L.A., and the expo is at the LAX Hilton on Century Boulevard near the LAX airport. I just want to, I can't remember if you said this already, Ron, at the top of the show, but we're not having the Q&A tonight. If you do have questions, type them in here. We'll get to as many as we can. And also, if you'd like to call in, that would be great. Station One's phone numbers, toll free for the U.S. and Canada, is 888-627-6001. Or area code 530-413-5011, and those are listed under the Station 1 play button. So let's have a look. Yes, Ron's booth number is 201, Rebecca was asking. Just double-checking that, it looks like 201. So you can go to that. What time does the expo open? Is it around 3 o'clock, Ron, to the public on Friday? I think it is.
It's usually around 3:30 thereabouts, yes. You can also even go to the Conscious Life Expo, you know, .com. Just type in Conscious Life, and it'll show you 2012. And just click on that under Google, and you can actually see the program guide that's there and see what we're doing also. So, and also we'll not have Q&A Friday night either, so I'll be doing a lot of stuff for the Expo coming up here. And it's going to be quite interesting at the Expo, like I said, bringing forth this new information for people. And let me see here. Let's do a timeline crash, everybody. I'm getting possible, for some people out there, maybe anxiety for some reason. You picking anything up like that, Carrie, or anybody else on the fast chat? Maybe you can ask them if they have anxiety, but I'll do a timeline crash here.
Okay.
So here we go. Timeline crash for anxiety. This is how you do timeline crashes. You find an emotional situation, and you just timeline crash it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So somebody just sent a message over, to, not on the fast chat, but they're wondering who created the Black Widow energies.
Boy, I don't know how they got created, because that's some darkness, so I don't know who or what race created them.
Right.
All I can say is that somehow there is probably some alien race that knows how to create life forms, and from there they created the Black Widows. So they have to come from something. They have to come from some mind energy. So it's kind of like, you know, if we everything that you see here in our reality is created from the dung pile of darkness, okay, including your bodies. This is why the healing is kind of hard to have take place sometimes in people, because you have in your genetics the dung pile. And I mean, this is what the aliens use for their manifestations. And this is how you could very possibly have information. Remember, we did a sample. I'll do it again here. This is very interesting. So if you're brand new to the show, this will be very far out for you. Like, I don't understand this. If you've been on the past shows within the last month, or maybe some of the calls that we've had, I did a clearing, I think, two times so far for the shrunken head energy. So you wonder, well, how could a shrunken head actually affect me? Well, that's created from you know, the dung pile, and you're probably attached to it in that mass mind matrix, even though it's not you, because naturally, how could you materialize a body after, you know, you have a shrunken head sitting there on a stick or something? So this may sound pretty kind of off the wall, pretty icky for some people. You might say, oh, gee, that's awful to see. You may actually see, you know, like a softball-sized head, you know, if you have any visuals there. But these are attached to us somehow. So when I did this clearing one time, we actually had a problem. So I think we have a beep. Is there a beeper online, a caller?
Yeah, I'm wondering how exactly are these Black Widow energies being formed? Are they self, like, do they self-manifest? Or is, like, the energy pull out, are they just self-animate? Or are these actually being created by the aliens? Or?
Okay, that's a good question. Yeah, the aliens do create this energy, this life form. And they bring them in normally through timelines now. Through a vortex into a timeline. So before, the soldiers were just fighting with aliens that you could actually see coming to you, much like, you know, with binoculars watching something coming to you closer and closer, then all of a sudden it's on your doorstep. And, you know, kind of like down here with military soldiers walking on ground moving, you know, to attack you. Well, now what they're doing is they're coming in and they can materialize instantly into your room through a vortex, with no warning. And that's the sad part about everything, is that you have to be on full alert. So these energies here typically, you know, what's created by some alien life form, and then from there, you know, they're controlling them robotically. Almost all the alien stuff, as you know, is mind controlled, just like you are. And, you know, they do robotic programs. So all they know is that consciousness. They don't know anything else. All they know is how to do something. And they don't have any real recourse to what they're doing or any morals or anything like that because it's not in their program. Like in the song Hotel California, you know, we're programmed to receive. And what does that mean? Well, it just means that there's no way to get out. They don't say we're programmed to receive. And then the next part is you can, I guess, leave here any time. You can never leave or something like that. You can shut any time, but you can never leave anyway. You guys might know the song right now. Here we go. You can shut out any time you like, but you can never leave, yeah. So that's a program. It's a one-way street. You come in, and that's it. That's what reincarnation is all about here. So we're going to do a shrunken head one. And hopefully I answered your question there. And so who created them? The aliens created the Black Widows. They got here physically on this planet because it was a race living here, probably. And they do communicate to each other, naturally, because they have male and female. So they are living here as an alien species. And somehow they seem to be more dangerous to us than other things. So they are living here. An alien life form, an alien race living here as Black Widows. Now, you know, they have distant cousins somewhere, and they're very large. So how they got here, I don't know. All I can say is an alien race brought them here onto this planet. When, I don't know. But here's a shrunken head energy. We'll take this away from you. So one, and so you could actually feel physical pain from this here. You could be physically alive, you know, maybe being boiled in a pot or something. And this energy could have been used, you know, as your body went into the earth and got mutilated and stuff or ground up. And then somehow the earth was used along with the aliens, or maybe the aliens ate part of the energy, which appeared as some type of tribe someplace. And that became waste products. Remember, our ground is basically waste product. That's why you put fertilizer and, stuff on the ground. You know, because it is fertilizer, basically. You have to look at what's real here. And this is what you turn into when your body dies. So everything kind of recycles. So this whole planet, which we could say, is a creation of the dung pile. Does this make sense to you, Carrie?
Yeah, it does. I know you've explained that before, and it does make sense. It's quite a yucky thought, but there you go.
Yeah, just don't go barefooted, people. Anyway, so shrunken head energy is being released from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I'm just kind of looking at like crude oil, you know, the black oil that comes out of the ground, you know, how that relates, because that might be actually a more of a living organism from the dung pile, where the actual dirt, you know, even though it would still have bacteria in it and stuff, it may not be quite as active. But anyway, I won't get into that. But we do use that to, you know, make plastics and everything around us is probably made from that, including to, you know, run your car and, you know, mass transit and stuff. So we do need the dung pile here to provide us with the life. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Maria R. is just asking. She's asked a couple of times, Ron. She's asking, did you save the picture from the New York Expo that you put in the light infusion chamber? And I'm hoping you know what that means.
How about Angelique?
Okay. All right. So we'll check a little later. Okay, so Cammy has a question, and she's wanting to know how do people know if they've been abducted?
Well, you may not know, number one. So what I can tell you is that the answer is yes, 100%, and that you're going on to timelines, which is the abduction process, and that can happen every 10 minutes. So, yes, you are abducted, you know, all the time when you're not here. And you don't even know when you're here because everything is fabricated in multiple timelines, thousands of them. And so you are abducted. Now, the other situation is when you talk about abduction, you know, there are people who said, yeah, I saw this little gray alien or whatever come into my room. And then from there I was frozen. I went up this kind of like a light energy, like a fiber optic tube. In a sense, that could bend around walls and stuff, and I was instantly transported maybe out of my window, and I saw this spaceship, this UFO that landed in my yard, or it was up in the sky, and I actually saw it. I went up there, started walking around, and I saw the aliens and talked with them through mental telepathy, and then I saw them doing surgical procedures on them, on me, I mean, and maybe they took a baby out of me if I was a woman. And then you got beamed back down here again, and you go, wow, what an experience, okay? And so that's the people that know that they have been abducted, and somehow that consciousness is not available is available. Most people, it's not. So most people would not want to know that they've had an abduction experience kind of like that or something else. So most people write books about the abduction experiences, or they can also be hypnotized and talk about them. So I would venture to say that anybody, if they got hypnotized and that question was asked to them, it would probably come up that they were abducted. But most people aren't going to go into that realm of consciousness because it's out of their reality completely. Plus, it would scare the heck out of them if you have heck inside of you. I guess you have the other stuff, but we won't get into that. But I heard a beep. So we got another person online.
Regarding my back and my spine, my back, my actual physical back, and then the back of my head, and then my spine in general. I feel there's some kind of I feel some kind of connection on there. Sometimes I'll feel like cordings that go into areas I don't understand. Like, but I don't know if it's something that's on everybody in the time, and then if so, could the lecturer discuss what that could be? And if they're able to remove it?
Yeah, sometimes you are, or not you in general, but people are attached energetically. It could be a cording from other people. It could be some type of manifestation from the aliens attaching to you. I'll do a people cording just to give you an example of what that's like. And we had our cording call yesterday for $20. Getting rid of energies off of you that people quartered you with. But we'll do an alien courting right now. So here we go. This would be on your, probably your back, maybe neck, head. So release this energy if we can here. So one, two, three, four. Yeah, I feel stuff leaving people. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. This might be good to do that. The pre-clearing is that the transmission clearing, alien satellite disconnection. So one, two, this is what I'm doing right now for you. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Here we go. So I guess one of the questions would be, like, have I been abducted or when have I been abducted? Well, the answer is when haven't you been abducted, okay? So another thing, you know, I was mentioning tonight here, just talking, you know, what you don't know will kill you. So remember that one. You want to have clearance to get the stuff out of you because that stuff that's underlying inside of you, just like this energy that we just got through doing with the shrunken head energy, which would be probably completely far out for most people thinking that they have this attached to them. Everything in the mind matrix, collective consciousness, which goes into inventions, alien thought forms coming into you, channeling, anything like this is from the aliens, and it has a purpose, and the purpose is what they want to do and how they want to control you. So everything is from them. Nothing is new here. Nothing is going to be a brand new thought because they're giving you the thought, and it recycles. And we just don't have that consciousness of what could have happened a long time ago. Remember, they can take the planet here, and let's just say that they have the exact same life that we're having now with cars and everything else, and they could have materialized this, you know, 1,000 years ago on a planet Earth, just like this one here, that they recreated. And 1,000 years ago, we could be living the same exact timeline, okay? So you got to remember that nothing is really brand new here. And so they could have found out what happened or how things evolved with their creation, what the aliens wanted to do, and they could have changed it somewhat. Or they said, oh, this works out good. We'll just keep on doing it. You know, maybe World War II has been played out thousands of times by the aliens to get energy out of people's death. So you have to remember, this is what they do to you. The whole thing is to get back to your spirit. And, you know, when you're in duality, you're not in the light. You're judging the light. When you judge the light, then the light can't connect to you because you are automatically denounced and blotted out of your life. So judgment is denouncing the light. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So there are quite a few comments, Ron, about the whole Black Widow thing that I thought I would let you know about. Because Janice was saying that she happened to be clearing Black Widow energy earlier this week, so that's an interesting coincidence. And Alice said she's actually feeling weird today. Bonnie said she felt very toxic on those dates that you mentioned, Monday, Sunday into Monday, and maybe Tuesday too. And Liz said she's been feeling off, but not as off, not as bad as she usually gets, and she thinks it's because she's enlisted and she's getting help from the military. So that's nice to hear. So I'm just wondering if maybe people who did have some effect from this energy at the beginning of the week, would the alien attack page be helpful to run that? And there's, of course, the poisons and carcasses clearing, too. Maybe the poison one would be good for people to use. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be a great one to get the stuff out of you. Yes, uh-huh. So it's probably still with you. This is actually an invasion coming here, and how far, you know, close to this timeline did it happen? So this is what it is. So that was actually a full-scale war that went on during this process. If they wouldn't have materialized more men to fight this, I don't know what would have happened, to be honest, because it wasn't very good. So by doing so, they were able to overtake them, but... when these energies come in and they put this energy into your oxygen that you're breathing, and you start getting kind of numbed out or dizzy, maybe even some groups could have even lost their lives. I know I was very busy then, and plus not feeling too well. Once they brought in more soldiers, then all of a sudden the whole thing changed almost instantly. But that's still affecting everybody on this planet, okay? So, you know, if you were to tune into the show Cold Turkey and you go, yeah, man, I had a bad day on Monday and Tuesday or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday or something. I don't know what was going on. Well, that's what happened. You know, we just went through a war and we're on the other side of it right now. And could you still have residue in your body from it? Yes, you could. You know, some could have leaked into this timeline here a little bit. And it would have to have leaked if you felt a little nauseated or dizzy or just maybe shortness of breath or something. So, yeah, that did affect us here. So back to you, Carrie. Yeah, that clearing would probably work good, is the one with the carcasses, poisons, and stuff. Yeah, that's on the website.
Yeah. So Mike is just wondering about Friday's conference calls. So maybe we should also mention Thursday, tomorrow's calls. Are you planning on doing the 5:30 Pacific time calls, Ron, this week, or are they going to be postponed?
They'll all be postponed until next week. So I'll be starting up again on Tuesday for the courting call.
Okay, so no call Thursday and Friday this week then?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then also we'll be running an archive on Friday evening on BBS, and there won't be a Q&A, no Q&A this Friday, just so
and
you
and
guys
also
know.
Listen, if you're used to listening to the programs, you listen to the archives. Because they do have the healings in them, too. So don't think because they're not live it's not going to work. And so do, you know, do listen. You understand some better the second time or something. So always listen to them. Some people say, oh, I don't want to hear the archives. I want to hear the show live. No, no. Listen to an archive. In fact, most of the people listening right now probably got onto the program because they heard an archive. So definitely, you know, listen to an archive. Don't think that we're not, if we're not live, it's not going to work for you. So you will get information along with the healings as long as you haven't had a whole bunch of the same type. Like I said, after five times that healing program with the same healing, I stopped. I don't go past five with anybody any longer. I'm too busy. And there's too much baggage on me that I have to get rid of to help people. So that's the whole thing. You need to get, you know, at least your emotional clearing done, you know, anybody listening here. If you haven't done that one and, you know, you want to change your life, that's what you need to do first. And don't worry about anything else. You know, when you go to the website, if you become overwhelmed because you see all these clearings, these were only there because people needed them, not because I wanted to create something to put on the website, believe me, you know. In fact, I have people ask me now for special clearings that we don't have up. And, man, I go, oh, not another one, you know. But by all means, listen to the archives. You know, don't say I don't want to hear it because the show is not live, because the archives will help you. And you might hear something differently. Remember, the aliens will give you selective hearing. And you may miss some key words that I've been talking about. And because, remember, each time you go to the show and listen to it, you are put into the moment. And if you got pulled out of the moment momentarily and you got, you know, you missed something or you wrote something down wrong, you might get a different clarification and understanding. So by all means, listen to the archives here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Roberto is asking about the shrunken head clearing that you did. Are shrunken heads in our brains with little crystal skulls? It sounds like he's seeing this. Says it looks crazy.
Yeah, very possible. You don't know what they're doing to that skull, you know, and how they're using it and how they brought it back into other people. So the whole thing, you know, your imagination kind of run wild on what they're doing to us and everything else. So it's, all I know is that we have an effect by them. And that's because the energy that they're made out of is probably recycling in us, like attracts like. So we're dealing with that dung pool energy. Back to you, Carrie. Remember, they use that to do.
I'm sorry, what was that, Ron? I think I cut you off.
They use that energy to, you know, do their creation, the darkness does. So they have to use recycled energies. Remember, in true light, everything's created fresh. And somehow the darkness doesn't really know how to do that. So I think it recycles everything. That's why you're recycling stuff here. That's the reason why you're living the path of your ancestors. That's their program. So they really don't have anything probably new in thought that they can bring forward because here all we're doing is recycling the old over and over and over again. And eventually the old gets used up. And when it gets used up, then they have to figure out another way to reuse it, much like farmers who plant the same crop all the time. The soil gets depleted, so they have to rotate their crops in the soil so that they don't get rid of everything. Well, just think of that as the dung pile. You start pulling everything out of the dung pile for one particular energy, then it's not going to be there and it won't be as effective. So they have to keep recycling stuff anyway. So it all makes kind of a lot of sense if you look at how life is here. Everything gets recycled, you know, and that's the way it is. But just know that you need to get back into your spirit energy to hold the consciousness of who you really are and what you really are. Otherwise, you're living in the dung pile. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so a little bit ago, where is it gone here? Oh, yes. Sue was asking, what's the auric field clearing called on the website? And I believe that was back when you were talking about the light infusion chamber. And there's a website equivalent of that clearing. So if you just go to creationlightship.com and put that into the search at the top, light infusion chamber, it should take you right there. So the next question is from Mike, and he's asking, is the volcanic eruption of Mount Etna in Italy related to alien underground battles?
At first I would probably say yes, but I don't have any intel to tell you for sure on that, okay? So at this moment, I cannot verify that.
All right. So next question is from Michael, and he's asking, will the archived healings work for people who are here after the ascension?
They won't
well,
have
you're not
going
to be here, Ron, so I don't imagine the energy will be being brought to the planet.
But that's good. The website would probably be up because they'll duplicate it, we'll say. Yeah, but it'll be the light of the darkness working with you because there won't be anything here to run the energy of light into the website. So will it work? Yes. Will it have light of darkness energy? Yes. Will it look the same as what it does now? Yes. Will it feel the same? More than likely it will. And because the darkness masquerades as light, when they do bring these energies forward, right now it's all light. So it's pure light. The true light that's supposed to be with you. So it all depends what they choose to do. But if they're running timelines over and over again, just like reruns, or watching the same DVD, I would assume that it will still be available. Like I mentioned earlier, they could have materialized, this exact same scene 1,000 years ago on this planet. And we could be just having a rerun of a life. So that's another thing to look at. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have about 4 or 5 minutes left. I have 51. T is asking, how can we stop them? And I think that means either the aliens or specifically the Black Widows. How can we stop them from opening a portal and coming here?
There's no way we can really stop them from doing that because we're living in the land of darkness. Okay? Well, I guess the way you could tell them to stop that, the way you could get it out of here, is to have everybody who goes to church stop praying. That's the main one that brings the aliens here. So you'd want to tell every church on this planet to stop their spiritual practices. And that would more than likely maybe knock down a lot of that energy. And then stop organizations of, controlling people. But, that's never going to happen here. You can never tell your neighbor not to go to church, much less the whole population of this planet, because they're already controlled into the mind matrix. And remember, you cannot change. It's very hard, if not impossible, to change somebody's ingrained, past life judgments, mindsets, from the past and in this lifetime, to bring them into a new reality of consciousness, because the past is holding them in bondage. And that's the problem that we have here, is that people don't understand anything new because they're used to all the old stuff, and the old stuff is all darkness. That's why the light ship can only come here for a short amount of time every 2,000 years. It just comes here to help people who have a consciousness to understand this, and it's a way that the light ship can get rid of the darkness out of what it can, to bring back itself into true reality. So it's the people's fault, it's not the light ships. Remember, the people are choosing to choose darkness by going to church, praying outside of themselves, which is what Jesus came to teach you not to do. And so how do you tell people not to do something when they've been doing it for thousands, if not, tens of thousands of years? So it's ingrained in them. It's a program. And that's the problem, is to awaken somebody to know what light is. the 2000 clearing on the website of darkness is a good one to help out with. And like I say, if everybody did the mind to heart drop, you're automatically in source energy in your heart with your spirit. You're not on the light shift, but you are with your spirit. And then you're out of judgment and duality. So I guess the question would be, how do you get rid of duality? And that's one way to do that. Because the aliens will not need you or want you if they could not, you know, use you for something. It'd be a waste of their energy. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Tina's wondering, Ron, if you ascend without your body, will you still be doing your radio shows?
If I'm out of here, I'm out of here.
Right.
So, I'm out of here.
Okay, let's see. Roberto, he's been, I guess he's feeling the release of the shrunken head clearing that you did earlier in the show, Ron. I don't know if you want to do another one, but he's asking if you could, because I think he's feeling there's a lot going on for him with that.
Okay, here we go. Another shrunken head energy. So one, getting that release from you. Two, three, four, five, six. Remember, you could be feeling, you know, being boiled inside of a pot. You could feel all that pain, whatever they do to you before that shrunk, before the body died, and then they took the head. You know, that's pretty interesting. And, you know, if they did sever the head and you're still alive, that head still has a consciousness. And what were you thinking in those thoughts for that person? And then it gets recycled into you. So you could be experiencing all this awful the situation of the fear of having your head cut off and everything. You know, this is what's going into you. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five. This is a complete storyline of this event. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so now we may have a better understanding about how things happen to us or why we feel things, occurrences, when it doesn't really seem like it ever could happen to us. And that's because, you know, of the ductile energy that we're created from. So I guess that phrase is, you know, kind of a negative phrase, but, you know, like you're all full of SH, you know, something like that. That's probably definitely true. So
Yuck.
You want to get the light back into that stuff. Okay? Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, I have 57 after, so I think we're probably at the top there. I mean, we've got more requests for timeline crashes and stuff, but I think we're probably out of time here for the show. So just a reminder to everybody, Ron will be at booth 201 at the Conscious Life Expo here in L.A. at the LAX Hilton on Century Boulevard Friday, this coming Friday. Excuse me, the 10th, the 11th, and 12th, with three different events on the 11th, Saturday. So if you can only come one day, that would be the day to come. You'd be able to get to all the talks and spend a little time in the light infusion chamber. And if you have, if you can come a little longer, the 12th and the 13th in the evening from 9 o'clock. So I think that's it. So good night, everybody. Thanks for your questions. And we'll no Q&A tonight, but we'll have the archives for Friday and Saturday that you can listen to, and things will get back to normal on about Tuesday next week. So see you all then. Thanks very much. Good night.